Good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Parenting with Festus. Apologies for not being consistent, but here we are back, and here we have a guest in the house in the name of Mr. Quincy. Good day, Mr. Quincy.
Hello there, people. Hello there, Festus. Thank you for inviting me for your podcast. I'm very much appreciated by you, so I'm ready to anticipate on your highly anticipated new podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's cut to the chase then. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I would like you to answer accordingly, if you will, and that will be good for us.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Firstly, I want to know if you are happy being a father.
Being a father, the day I became father is the most memorable day in my life. So to answer your questions, I'm more than happy. I am blessed to be a father.
Oh, nice. Thank you. How many children have you?
I have two children. I'm blessed with a boy who's next week, the 16th of December, he will be 5 years old.
Wow.
And I got a baby girl, born on August 3rd, and she's 3 years old now.
Well, I would like to ask, before you started having kids, did you have the conversation with your missus?
Yes. It was, as you can say, kind of planned, yeah. You know, because she was at a certain age. And she didn't want to swallow like these pills anymore. And she was matured enough. And as for ladies, something else,
yeah.
their body okay. has a certain need.
Yeah, true.
And I believe her body was kind of needy. And we really spoke about it. And basically, you cannot prepare for to be a parent, you know, to be a father nor a mother. It's overwhelming, but she was ready, I was ready, and luckily for us, she was blessed to be to become pregnant actually real quick.
Nice. After the birth of your first child, was there any significant change?
Yeah, the birth of my first child wasn't normal as it normally would be, like 9 months. My son was born with 27 weeks.
Oh.
So as you can imagine, that was quite kind of overwhelming. My boy was in the hospital for 3 months, so it was very insecure times, because we didn't know whether he would have made it and how he would survive the first 3 months. In the hindsight of things, he did pretty well. And it was a frustrating and very much stressful period. But as I said, in hindsight of things, when I look at him, it's a blessing. And the struggle was worth it.
Okay. So you said you have a male child and a female child.
Yes, sir.
Is there any difference in the way you treat the two of them?
Yes, even though nowadays we talk about like emancipation and the equality of males, females, I must say that even though in this time of age we perceive the genders different,
mm-hmm.
I make a tight segregation between a boy and a girl, because at the end of the day, we are part of nature, and there is a difference between a boy and a girl. My mother always used to say to my sister, a boy gives it away and a female should keep it. And I never understood that phrase. I never understood, because I was young, my sister's like 4 years older, mm-hmm. but my mom was educating my sister to value her body.
Okay.
And that's what as young as he is, I try to do it with subliminal shots.
Okay.
I try to tell her already, put it in the mind frame, mm-hmm. that her body is precious. A boy's body is also precious.
Mm-hmm. So but you place more value on the female child?
In a certain way, because once the seal is broken, it's broken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for instance, if you would say like, hey man, before I had my wife, I had like hundreds of women.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't feel a type of way. I would be like, most likely I would be like, wow, well managed. Mm-hmm. But for instance, if your now wife would have told you like, yeah, I live my life and I had at least 100 boys before you, you feel a person different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the value which I try to tell my daughter, that's your value. Mm. Appreciate your value, and a man will appreciate you even more if you appreciate yourself. Mm. So that's the tight and the big difference between my boy and my daughter.
Okay, so what kind of parenting styles do you use in taking care or bringing up your children?
Yeah, as you called me in FO Dutch, I like that phrase, by the way. My parents are from Suriname, and it's a former slave country. It's a former slave country, and yes, sir. As we come back at the parenting style, as I was telling you about the fact that I have a Surinamese background, I was born here, but in my household it was Surinamese. Basically a former slave mentality which we had in the house, because it's still part of our system, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. And my mom, she was very harsh but loveful. She gave us all the love, all the things we wanted. Mm-hmm. And she was able to give, she gave it to us, but it was also tough love. For instance, she gave us an ass whooping, huh, on a regular. When we were annoying, there was no mess about it. Not like these Caucasians do. They negotiate everything and they talk everything over with their children. Yeah. And so that was my upbringing. But then again, being in this in a Western European country, you see that in the Dutch culture, for example, the parents are more talking towards the children and explaining everything, and it's a good side in that as well. So basically, to answer your question, I got a mixture of both.
Okay.
Because I raise my voice as soon as I don't like something. I open my eyes like, hey, I dislike this, you know, so my children know without using any words, they know that they're in the wrong. To be honest, I don't hit them. My hands are itching every now and then, but I don't hit them. So what I try to do is I give him some kind of tough love as well. So I'm trying to be strict.
Right.
Try to give them corrections without opening my mouth. And I try to give them strong outlines with what I do not want from them. Mm-hmm. And what I expect from them. And everything in between, they have to choose themselves. But because I also feel like you get the female gives birth to children, but then again, we chose to have children and we should let them live their lives. Mm. I don't want them to live my best life. I want them to live their best lives.
Do you see yourself in your children?
Oh yes, I do. Especially my daughter. Mm. Especially my daughter. She's I'm a sensitive guy. I'm happy, but if you cross a barrier, I'm immediately done with the person. And she's kind of the same. And I really recognize my daughter. I recognize myself in my daughter. I also see it in my boy. And I think it's has something to do with genetics, because certain things I haven't learned her, but it's part of her nature.
Yeah, true.
Part of her character. And I was born with a certain character, as you are born with a certain character.
Sure, sure.
And that is something which you cannot change.
Yeah, just the other day I was having a flashback conversation with my dad and was reminding him what was going through his mind where I was acting certain ways while mm-hmm. growing up.
Yes.
And he said, because he was equally harsh on me actually.
Yeah.
But he said he noticed that I was changing. And it was subsiding gradually, and I'm grateful that I can recognize that the kind of discipline he tried to put in me really helped me to turn out to the man I am today.
Exactly.
On a final note, where do you see your children in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, I would like to see a couple of things. One of them is I would like to see them continue smiling and continue singing. You know, when somebody's singing, only happy people sing.
True.
When you're sad, you don't sing. And I that's like one of the key indicators to see whether my children are happy. And I really do count how many times they sing. And if they don't sing during the day, I try to dance for them. Because I want to see that they're singing. I want to see them happy.
Yeah.
That's first of all. So their mindset, they should be happy. That at first. Secondly, as I told you, my son is born premature. He's doing great. But is... He's doing great, but his physical is not that great. Okay. Like, because he didn't have enough oxygen during his birth, his muscles are kind of like a little bit stiff. So as long as his physical develops correctly, also for my daughters, I'm also happy. Or that's one of my key indicators. I would like to see that, the physical and the mental, good development. I don't care whether they're smart or not that smart. That's irrelevant for me, because that is something they're either born with or they're not.
True.
And I try to give them the ropes for them to hold on to and to use that rope whenever they are in need, so they can give me a sign and I will be there to help them. That's the most important thing for the upcoming 5 years.
Yeah, thank you. I see you trying to balance everything. You don't want to have discrimination between your children, and I think that is the best thing. And it shows that as a father, you are giving them the best.
I try. Thank you.
I really appreciate the time.
I appreciate you, Festus, and I appreciate your podcast as well. And hopefully for the future, you will gain more listeners, and they will experience your beautiful mindset as well. You're a great person.
That will be the podcast for now. Thank you, and see you on the next episode. Thank you.